Simon & Schuster Audio presents Pet Sematary, a novel by Stephen King, read by Michael C. Hall.
For Kirby McCauley. A note from Stephen King. When I'm asked, as I frequently am, what I consider to be the most frightening book I've ever written, the answer I give comes easily and with no hesitation: Pet Sematary. It may not be the one that scares readers the most. Based on the mail, I'd guess the one that does that is probably The Shining. But the fear bone, like the funny bone, is located in different places on different people. All I know is that Pet Sematary is the one I put away in a drawer, thinking I had finally gone too far. Time suggests that I had not, at least in terms of what the public would accept, but certainly I had gone too far in terms of my own personal feelings. Put simply, I was horrified by what I had written and the conclusions I'd drawn. I've told the story of how the book came to be written before, but I guess I can tell it one more time. Last time pays for all. In the late 70s, I was invited to spend a year at my alma mater, the University of Maine, as the writer in residence, and also teach a class in the literature of the fantastic. My lecture notes for that course formed the spine of Danse Macabre, which was published a year or two later.